you record that sound?
I think it is, yeah.
Excellent.
And now for 50 minutes of stirring music.
You ruined it, James.
Much like everything else.
Greetings, yeah. Apropos. Unbuckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And joining us in the AON Labs is...
Raiderly!
Yay!
To try this amazing looking cocktail.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to disappear into my winter break.
As every teacher is wont to do.
Yes.
So this is a drink that I... Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Every teacher wants to do, and is their want to do.
Yes.
Yes, that was very funny.
Yes.
Okay, good job.
I was laughing about it, and she asked what I was laughing about.
It's true, I did
I was
the
there.
Dumb thing and asked. I literally asked for it.
You did.
So anyway, okay, so we have a cocktail.
We do.
I based it off of a couple of recipes that I found online. Nobody had a specific name for it. It's just a holiday cocktail. It is whiskey, ginger beer. I got the Bundaberg ginger beer. Mm-hmm. A little splash of cran-cran. I put some craisins in it. It's mm-hmm. like a lovely, delightful, fun, garnishy thing to play with. And then you garnish with a candy cane. And the mint mixes in with all of the cran and the ginger. And you have a holiday cocktail.
Love it.
So,
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah.
And now we'll find out if it's actually good.
Mm. Well, that's nice and refreshing.
Oh.
I do like that.
Oh, yeah. That is lovely.
Mm-hmm. I've had worse.
Yeah.
I'm
not as much mint as I would like, but...
Mm-hmm. I think as you go on, it will get mintier.
Yeah.
I think it would need some time.
Though, my candy cane is certainly...
Yeah.
Oh, it actually has
pretty well.
Yeah.
Dissolved that.
It has dissolved it. I think I just put a little extra cran in there. Mm-hmm. And I got the Bundaberg ginger, which is a very strong ginger. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Though I have to say, I'm intrigued that the craisins are not doing the raisin thing where they like... go flow to the top and then while the air bubbles pop they sink to the bottom and then
they did that for a little bit at the very beginning.
Okay.
So mm-hmm.
or opposite of what I just said, but like
yeah. No, they did at first kind of float up to the top a bit and then
I like the hydrodynamics of olives. When I put 4 or 5 olives into a cheap beer, that one of them to two of them will sink while the others float, and then they'll take turns diving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See? So. I love the dancing. This is a lovely cocktail. Thank you, Jenna.
Ooh. Yeah. I liked all of the ingredients in it, so I wanted to try it.
Yeah?
And also, that way, Salsa didn't have to try to come up with a drink.
Yay.
You're welcome.
Because I'm feeling lazy right now.
But just now.
Yeah.
Just now.
Never any other time.
Never
in your life.
Any other.
Not at all.
No.
Nope.
Just now.
So.
We didn't spend most of the evening after dinner just asleep on the couch cuddling.
That sounds great.
That sounds delightful.
It was the best thing ever. No. I'm not going to lie.
I got done with work today and went, I'm done.
So. Mm. Yay!
Whew.
It's that weird in-between time of winter time of time doesn't actually matter, except when it kind of does, but it still really doesn't actually matter.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful moment today at work. I got an email on Friday.
About free sandwiches.
From one of our clients about, you know, we want to discuss this testing of this specific scenario to make sure that this works. And I was like, I sent him an email today, because they sent it Friday after I had finished work. So I got it, sent him an email saying, okay, I'll get started on that, and got an automatic ping back saying I will be out of the office until January 2nd. And I went,
Well, all right then.
I unfortunately have one of those jobs where I need people to actually be around. Because I have a deadline to meet tomorrow.
Oh, gross.
Who did that?
Who hurt you?
Did you do that?
No. Dear God, I am a way better project manager than that.
I was, yes.
No, I would have set this for last week.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's not how certain areas of my company work. So, I will be
shit
working up until the hour tomorrow.
Well, I mean, it makes perfect sense. You finish up the project just before the holidays. It makes perfect sense.
Do you know how many people are on PTO that I need them to do a very specific thing? Which actually means I have to reach out to their managers. And if their managers can't do it, I keep going up the chain.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
somebody didn't do it.
It'd be even better if it's not like a switch that has to be flipped, but it's just someone has to go, yeah.
That's actually really close to what it is. Like, it is about 5 minutes worth of effort that I need from a swath of people.
Oof.
Yep.
I imagine this becomes a holiday horror movie where Jenna is just hunting people in the building. Quick, she's in the ductwork. Ah!
Yes. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Going to people's houses. Their vacation rentals, their auntie's, you know, cabin.
I'm picturing just like this cross between Scooby-Doo and Mr. Magoo.
Oh.
Where they're the hallway where people are being chased back and forth by, you know, all different directions. But the one that Jenna is chasing is a Mr. Magoo character who doesn't realize they're being chased. They're I'm leaving for the holidays, guys. And just like, as soon as they exit the door, Jenna bursts in like, where are they?
Oh, God. Oh, shit. That's so real.
I just watched helicopters, like visions of helicopters in front of Jenna's glasses.
I mean, I told a friend that I was working up till the end of Christmas Eve, like closing and probably a little bit beyond the day of Christmas Eve. And they're like, are you Bob Cratchit?
Right.
And I was like, I am Bob Cratchit. I'm working
come
for
in all the earlier the next
evil
day.
Evil overlord. So that I can help support various people with the pay scale probably works out to about the same that Bob Cratchit was making because they list out how much he makes and you can actually translate that to what it is nowadays, and I'm pretty fucking close actually.
Oof. Yeah, isn't it sad that poverty wages now it was
Bob Cratchit
norm?
Wasn't poverty though. Bob's job was pretty much middle class.
But what I'm saying is people associate it with poverty.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But the same thing now is normal.
Yep. So, anyway. So I'm Bob Cratchit and also Kermit the Frog.
Story checks out.
Transitive property. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Thank
and
you.
Also Bob's your uncle.
I don't actually have an Uncle Bob.
I do.
Oh.
Huh. My nephew was born in the year of the monkey, so I am a monkey's uncle.
And Bob's your uncle, huh?
That too, yeah.
You just are crossroads of cliches, huh?
And my brother is known as
so
Uncle Monkey.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right. So anyway.
All right, well, I'm going to leave you now because I'm going to go.
Right before Raider Lee leaves.
Okay.
So what I've been up to, I was out on a hot date with Salsa's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good time, let me tell you.
We shared a dessert.
We did. We did share a dessert. It was officially a date then.
Yeah.
Here's the thing you got to remember.
We flashed some money, some dollar bills at people.
Dear listeners, you need to remember this is Minnesota winter. Hot just means indoors.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Actually, it was really warm in that fucking restaurant.
Honestly, yeah.
There were hot drinks involved, but
one of the hot drinks at that place.
Got the ginger apple cider one. Good.
Yes.
So we went to see the Dregs perform their holiday show,
Which I've never actually seen a full Dregs anything before. Like, I've seen bits and pieces here or there, but I'm usually busy.
What?
Two bands, one show. You were.
Yeah, I wouldn't count that as, like, a full Dregs thing, because, like, they did a thing, absolutely, but they were doing a thing with Four Pints, and so, like...
Okay.
Like, so I've seen them.
Yeah.
Sure, certainly. But, like, I got to hear Sharknado for the first time ever.
Isn't it magical?
It was lovely. But, like, it's a song I've only heard tale of, and now I have finally actually heard it.
Yes. Did Tim have a some kind of a Santa shark for that?
Which one?
Ooh. He did. Okay, so he had the shark hat.
Yes.
That had like a tinsel wrapped around it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tinsel lights and the kind of tornado swirl.
Oh, that's
on his head.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And there were several other shark hats, Santa-themed shark hats involved.
I think my favorite is, was it Trevor that was like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And Tim's like, I've worn this one for forever.
The last, like, 3 years.
Then he turns around and Paul had just pulled on his shark hat. Tim's like, that one's new. And Trevor's like, yep.
Okay. I believe that.
Yes.
Just like, yes. And you're like, oh, Trevor.
Yeah.
Sounds about you pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Must be a Trevor thing.
Well. But yeah, so we went out and had drinks and food and we saw a show.
Yeah, bar hopped a little bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did.
We did. Look at us being fancy adults. Woo! Yeah.
We're party people.
Yeah. I was home by 10:30.
Yeah.
That's the right kind of party, honestly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
No, that's
yeah.
Yes.
Well, but
it was fun and it was a grand time and the music was wonderful as per usual.
Yeah. There was one point where we disappeared for 20 minutes.
Things just got real.
Hey, salsa, cheers.
No, they went to sing a specific song that I've never been a fan of. Literally was like, oh, I don't want to hear this. So it's like, good, let's go.
Yep.
The problem is that we were sitting right up front.
So
we had to walk past everybody.
We had to boldly
to
go.
Yeah. There was no proper sneaking there.
Did you stand up and say, well, I never?
No, we were just leaving.
And they're like, all right, see you in a little bit, guys. Bye. Yeah.
One person was like, oh, y'all already chased him away. They're like, Jenna hates this song. I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I'm well known for my distaste of that and leaving every time.
Yes. It is not a slight on anyone, anything. Mm-hmm. Just not for me.
Mm. Yep.
Not your cup of tea.
No.
So then we went back to the bar and got a bunch of cider.
Yep.
And we got reports from people.
Yes. So other people also had left. And we were like looking in the windows being like, are they done yet? Nope, they're clapping.
And there were some people that were coming in for last call and then going back and be like, so where are they at? And they're like, oh, at the $50 verse. And we're like, oh, God.
They've got like three more. God damn it.
We've got like 15 more minutes before they're done. So yeah, it was definitely
not even to the litany of how the $300 verse came to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't include the story time.
Right. The Dregs liturgy.
Which is 90% of their show.
Oh,
it's true, but I just don't need that one.
Well, fair enough.
So
good storytelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We like it. But, so that was very fun. Yeah. Jen and I had a hot date. It was lovely.
It was delightful.
Fantastic.
That does sound.
It's a great way to start my winter break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By continuing to abandon my children and my husband.
Yes.
And going
glad
out.
I could assist.
Because I also just got done doing a show last week, so I have been gone, because I've been directing a musical at my high school, and it went very, very well, and I'm so proud of my students, and it fills my cup, but I was also real done with 14-hour workdays, let me tell you.
I believe you. So, well, I know Salsa was talking last week about, he's like, and so, yeah, it's been me.
Yep.
And some children.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
Pretty sure I still have a wife. I just,
Somewhere. In the catacombs of a theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Occasionally he'll get a letter. My dearest self, it has been nigh on 3 weeks since tech started.
I still don't have a pit band.
Reinforcements are rumored, but...
It's cold here on stage left.
And they still can't find the beat.
Yes. It's cold here on stage left. The lighting techs can't find the warms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Pretty funny.
That's really... That's good.
We have stopped the enemy at row I, but we fear they shall advance before show open.
All the stage moms are here in force.
Oh, God.
Pray for me.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, no.
If I do not return, please, you know, tell our children I love them very much and not get into acting. Do not let them go the way I did.
Oh, no. Our daughter is already having serious...
my gosh.
We had encouraged her to try different parts of theater and, you know, to be able to experience all of the theater has to offer, not just acting. And so this time around, she was like, I'm going to do crew.
Nice.
Okay. She's going to do stage crew. So she's like, she's in charge of props.
Yeah. Amazing.
But right now, they don't have props yet.
They don't need props yet. They don't need to, like, they're not, tech isn't really doing much in the rehearsal process because they go up in February. So, like, after winter break, they'll start doing more stuff with tech.
Sure.
It's
pretty normal.
Yeah.
And now she's very much in the, like...
She's, like, totally, like, FOMO-ing. Fear of missing out because the actors are doing things and she's not. And she's just like, oh, I don't like it. I want to be an actor again.
I wish I'd done that. Like,
You only have to do it once.
Yeah.
And then you can have experienced it and you'd never have to do it again. But
also, tech is the best.
Yeah.
Tech is pretty great. Yeah.
I had done something similar with Jessa, where it's like, I've always been of the opinion if you are going to direct, you need to have done everything else at least once.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not necessarily well.
Nope.
not necessarily a lot. Like, you don't have to be the lead costumer. But you should assist in costuming at least once, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And I told Jessa the same thing. And so she tried a bunch of stuff. And, like, I think it was, like, she was trying to help with costuming or something. And, like, she came home one day and she was just like, no. 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 And I'm like, all right, well, there we go.
Now you know.
Yep.
That's okay.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. But yes, So I directed my first musical. We All Survived. It went very well. And there's talks of, oh my God, I was like, I'm not doing that again. And now I'm probably going to be doing that again.
Sucker.
Yeah. No, it was.
Writer went into the meeting and went, no. Nope.
And then they send the things, and I'm like,
yes.
Damn it.
Fine. It was absolutely that moment in the movie where she's like, I'm never doing that again. And then it was like,
smash cut
to 3 weeks later. So we're doing it again.
Yeah. God damn it. But hopefully next fall, I will not be trying to break a world record at the same time.
Yeah.
So
got that paperwork submitted.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, we got that paperwork closer to submitted. Uh-oh.
I need your help.
I thought I did the help thing.
No, I need help with actual files of stuff being stupid.
Okay.
I need someone literally sitting next to me, probably.
Okay.
Like, you know all that ADHD stuff that you need help with?
Sure.
This is my avoidance task, apparently.
Gotcha.
All right. I need you. I need a buddy. So.
All right.
So that's, And on that note, I'm going to go avoid it some more and go play some video games and chase my children off to bed.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes. Yay. Bye, Apple Posse.
Bye.
Bye. So.
Well, you had a hot date with my wife, but today my wife and I got to repair a garage door.
Ooh. Damn.
Oh. Yeah.
Huh. I don't know, Salsa. That's I don't know which one of us came out better.
It's all I got, okay?
I know. I signed a check to prepare a garage door.
Yep.
Sexier.
No, she
signed
that
a check.
That is quite good. Yeah.
She came downstairs and was like, "The garage door, it won't open, but it won't close."
Oh.
I'm sorry. What? It won't open. But it won't close. And it was like, those are opposites, and I don't know how that works.
They can both be true.
Yeah, that's impressive. It's a Schrodinger's garage door.
Yeah.
You find an elevator out in the middle of the desert, and you're like, that doesn't go up or down.
Yeah. So. No, it was, but we took a look at it. It was doing a thing where it would open, like, 2 or 3 inches,
yeah,
and then stop, and then you'd hit the button, and it would close and open 2 or 3 inches and stop, but it wouldn't close and just close.
Yeah.
Oh, because it was probably bumpy. I thought it had more to go, and so it was hitting something.
That was my initial thought. Right. It somehow got screwed up and thought it was open. So when it went
to close, it bumped a thing and did the safety thing.
That was my exact thought. So we unclipped it, you know, we pulled the rope and ran it through a normal cycle.
They turned it off and on again.
It would close fully and open fully, and it was fine. And then we closed it fully and clipped the door back on, and it opened 3 inches. Would close and open 3 inches. So then we cycled, undid it again, cycled it open. My wife and I opened the door manually, locked it. Mm-hmm. It closed fine, but then wouldn't open again. Fuck it. I'm at work. I don't know enough. I quick look around. No cables didn't. Yeah. Right.
Well, and there are some parts of a garage door that you don't want
to. I looked at the eye. I looked at the eye to make sure there wasn't like cobwebs in front of it. Yeah. It was,
you know.
So we just fucking called a guy, and he came out today, and he looks at it and he goes, "Oh, the spring's broken."
Yeah.
So I was like, Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be enough. The part that you don't want to fuck around with.
Yeah. Yeah. Also that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Those things are terrifying.
And then you go, okay, so we get the guy out. He's like, I'm going to, you know, replace it, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do these things. Because he's like, we want to swap both springs out because just like car like tires, you want to swap them because otherwise the ones worn out.
Yeah, you know? Otherwise your garage door will go in circles. So,
and then he goes, he's like, now some people will unwind those springs. I just release them so you might hear a pop. And I was like, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah. If you hear a loud sproing followed by a sudden cry, tell my widow that...
No, he was just like, you're going to hear a bang. Don't worry about it. It was like, okay.
Don't worry about it.
No. This was the guy who then later was like, yeah, I'm turning 69 in February. And I was like, what? And he's wearing his Marines hat. Yeah. And I was like, okay, sir.
Oh, no. Are you three days from retirement?
Oh, no.
Oh, buddy.
Sorry. And he was also the most wonderful, kind, thoughtful. He was a great tech. He did not, you know, he was wonderful. But I was just like, looking at him in his Marines hat. He's like, I'm just going to pop it. I was like,
Yeah, this is a guy who...
You have fun with that?
He just gets it done. He doesn't give a shit about, like, the right way to do it.
He's seen some stuff. But, and there were definitely some fun sounds that came out of the garage while I was in the kitchen, like, doing dishes. So, you know.
Yeah. Or like, I didn't realize that swear word could be a prefix.
No. But... He didn't make... I heard no guttural sounds from him. No shattering of glass, which is really what I was worried about. My car was in the garage the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, do I need to move that? He's like, no, it's not in my way. And I was like, okay.
What? Yeah, the back window was 2 feet away from those springs. So, you know.
Apparently, Chris M is really good at his job.
Well, all right.
Highly recommended, by the way, in case anybody needs their garage doors replaced or fixed or anything like that.
First, I need a garage.
Yeah.
There's so much more that needs to be done with my garage.
You can get a garage door without a garage.
Oh, well, I why though?
I didn't say it was a good idea. I just said you could.
Now I'm just imagining Jenna getting home, pressing the garage door button, walking up the steps behind it, closing it again.
Just her front door instead of being a door. It's a
I have all of those stairs. So I really could just put a garage door on the very front part of that.
I'm telling you.
Be extra prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I just think it would be really funny that if that was your porch door. Was it just top opening garage door?
Yeah.
We had actually talked about that for our stage at Fest. It's got the Vardo as the backdrop.
Oh, yeah.
And the Vardo as the backdrop has an open front and inside, like in there is open, and at various times it's been used for storage and for staging and stuff like that. Right now, it's just got like a curtain hanging over it, so stuff can be stored in there, but it's not visible to the audience because it's at the back of the stage.
Yeah.
And we've joked about just putting like a garage door there so that we could close it at night and then in the morning and then do our shows.
Yeah.
So...
And I just imagine, like, there's the toolbox in there and the workbench that's crowded with
bits and pieces that are going to be used for something. Things that they use in storefronts in malls, like that, one of those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like one of those.
No, they're basically garage doors. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Amazing.
I had a hot date with your wife. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I went to a bunch of solstice shindigs. Mm. Oh. Went to all of the... I partied until like 4 a.m. I went to four different shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Partied like it was 99.
Yeah, and I met up with a friend before I went to my first solstice thing proper, too, so...
Wow.
Yeah, and there were three parties and a vigil.
Mm-hmm.
And... I was
the sequel
really
to Four
Weddings and a Funeral. I was thinking the same joke. Yeah,
I was really trying to get through the vigil, and then at about 4 o'clock, I went, "Wait a minute, I'm a Christian. I'm gonna go fuck off."
Nice.
And my buddy Nick was like, "Nope, that's fair. Have a good night. Story thank you for hanging out with me for a while."
Yeah.
Raider Lee and I were sitting in our den in front of the fire, and was like, "Join me. Do you want to, you know, make sure the sun rises?" And it was like, "No." Yeah. He was like, "Yeah, neither do I."
You know what? If it doesn't, say it's been a good run. Yeah.
I was. I was very honored. Every year, like, I get invited to 18 million pagan things because mm-hmm. I know 18 million pagans.
Weird.
And I'm always honored to just, like, mm-hmm. show up and hang out with the pagans drinking mm-hmm. mead or whatever other things they make available, hanging out around a fire. Mm-hmm. Everybody does something different. I did. I don't remember specifically what it's called, but where you go to let something go.
Mm-hmm.
And you toss a representation of that in the fire and all of that. I know there's a specific word for it, but I can't remember what it is. But I always love that one. Just some other... one place does poetry readings, which is just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just lovely to see not just celebrations that are different than my own spirituality and faith, but different ways
mm-hmm.
that is held
yep.
for mm-hmm. different flavors of pagan, yeah. I guess, yep. you know? Absolutely delightful. Had a lovely time with that.
Mm-hmm.
Joe left for Kansas City mm-hmm. on Saturday morning. And I have had the house to myself.
Mm. Ooh la la.
Oh, man, I just walk around naked all the time. As opposed to when Joe's there and I walk around naked all the time.
This is different.
It's like, we're roommates now. So now it's like, well, now I'm just showing you what you can't have.
He made his choice.
He's pressed against the window like a Dickensian orphan.
Scratching.
As a violin plays whimper.
But one of the things I like to do is occasionally I bomb the house in peppermint.
Oh, yeah.
Because various rodents do not like peppermint.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
And I fucking love the smell. Mm-hmm. It makes me so happy. But anytime I do it, like, I'm a little concerned that Joe's going to get...
Gassed out.
Like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I absolutely would.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Joe left, and one of the first things I did was just, like, open up my peppermint essential oils, put it in a spray bottle, and just start spritzing the entire place.
Tossing a wintergreen flashbang into a room ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Doors and corners.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just picturing the, like...
Started chucking spearmint.
See, in my head, I see this... it's slow-mo. It's the song that's like the... Like, as Jenna's slow-mo is, like, throwing, like, frolicking through a field, throwing handfuls of peppermint everywhere, you know?
The duet of the lilies or something.
Whatever it's called.
It's two flowers, and I don't remember.
Whatever. Not important.
What kind?
That's just what I picture in my head.
Mm. Yeah.
It was actually very similar to that.
I imagine Trans-Siberian Orchestra's God Rest You Merry Gentlemen Carol of the Bells super mashup.
Which is one of my favorite fucking Christmas songs.
She's just got like bandoliers of candy canes. She's got a t-shirt cannon full of...
She's got spritz bottles Altoids. And holsters at her hip.
Say hello to my minty little friend. Yeah.
We went in very different directions with that.
Oh, yeah. That's... Oh, yeah.
You know what? All of it's accurate.
They can both be correct, yeah.
This is 100% true and factual. This is exactly what it is like.
This is directed by Wes Anderson and Michael Bay over here.
Yeah. They... weirdest mashup ever. But yeah. Actually, I'm picturing myself like Tiny Tina.
Yeah.
She's got the grenade launchers, but also has a tea party, like that kind of a vibe. Mm-hmm. I'm all right with this. Tiny Tina's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you bombed your house.
So I bombed my house. Mm-hmm. I cleaned out the pantry. Here's the thing. Joe is very good at cleaning.
Yes.
He could give two fucking shits about organization.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah. For various places. Like, for me, in the refrigerator, I like having things in certain places so that I know what we're running low on. Uh-huh. I know what's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe just kind of chucks things in there. And there are certain things that are always in the same place, like his beer.
Yep. The important things.
Yeah. Well, also, it can only really go on the bottom shelf. So, and, you know, a few other things here and there. But for the most part, it's just put it in there somewhere. And I'm like, ah! And the pantry. He's my roommate now. Don't worry about it. So, but no, the pantry has been just another example of chucking things in there. Yeah. Right?
And you're not saying that was the reason, but you're also not saying that that was the reason.
Right. So I went through and I rearranged so much. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is so pretty. And I labeled things. Mm-hmm. I found space to put more things that I wanted to get. I'm so excited, you guys. So excited. I got various appliances put back where they belong. Sometimes when we have, I think it was the Thanksgiving Day shindig, I set up the buffet, which means all of the, like, the coffee maker and the kettle and things like that that are normally on the buffet get moved into the pantry. Mm-hmm. So I finally moved those back. Mm-hmm. I feel so much better.
It was like the end of... Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. Her coffee maker comes bounding up to her.
Yes. Just like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's been lovely. And I also bought a lot of tuna.
Hmm.
It was on sale. Yep, that's what I've been up to. James, go.
We had people over for my birthday.
Oh, that's right. You had a birthday. Happy birthday.
I had initially planned to... go out to dinner at a fancy pants place.
Mm-hmm.
And then realized that this is like weeks, a week before Christmas.
Right.
And that, you know, a $70 dinner or $80 dinner or something like that, depending on what all you get, that's kind of asking a lot. So, and also just like I was stressed out by trying to plan it and trying to figure out everything and
was
just kind of fucking stressed about it and everything else. And so I just opted to have a bunch of my partners over.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
And we had pizza, we hung out, we watched some things, and then we were gonna play games and that kind of stuff, but it was getting on toward like 10 p.m and everyone was like, we work tomorrow, so we're gonna go. And I was like, okay, well, it was really good to see everybody. I got kisses from everybody. I got to snuggle people for a couple hours, and then they left, and I went to bed pretty early. And I was like, oh this is a good plan. This went very well, I feel.
Nice.
that this was every part of this was rather good. Did all of my Christmas shopping for my immediate family within the last 2 days. By the time this podcast comes out, it will be very late Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is so normal shopping time.
Yes, as a matter of fact, which is why I stood in lines for several hours. Just did many, many, many things on Saturday and Sunday, and because of the time when this podcast comes out, I'm not at all worried about spoiling it for my family. You're probably getting books.
As you should.
Because yesterday, yeah.
Because books are amazing.
Books are amazing, yeah.
So
I had stopped.
You don't need any further explanation.
To get some particular book for somebody, and then I was like, oh, you know who would? Oh, what? There's these. I'm going to get, so just like walked up to the counter of Half Price Books with just like an armload, a little wheelbarrow of books for everybody. And I was like, well, I guess that's Christmas shopping.
Perfect.
Done.
That sounds amazing.
Dusted. I'm super excited for that. But I also, I've been trying to 3D print more things, which means I've been trying to learn how to model my own stuff, how to like build stuff in 3D so that I can then go and print it. And it turns out that it's incredibly complicated.
What?
I know.
Who would have thought?
I know. The programs that have the ability to create the things that are up to my standards are also the programs that are super fucking difficult to learn. Mm-hmm. That's rough. That's really tough when you can visualize in your head how something should be put together, but actually creating it is hard. And I figure that once I've got the skill down, once I have taught myself these programs, that like, great, that's going to be a superpower. I will be able to create props and cosplays. I will be able to, replace missing or broken parts. I'll be able to, like, fabricate board games. Mm-hmm. I'll be able to do all kinds of cool shit all the time. But also,
but you got to, like, learn to walk first.
Yeah. Yes. So I had been leaning pretty heavily on a program that I taught myself a long time ago in order to create just 2D graphics that scale. And I was like, yeah, I have to set this aside so that I can go and I can do this other thing. I was like, well, but maybe I can map it out in this first. I'll bet that if I make two of these that I can stack them, and maybe the 3D program will do this thing and it will turn out. And it turns out that I may not need to learn quite as many tools as I thought, because I spent so much time learning how to do stuff in this other tool.
Oh, nice.
It's a crutch, but
Wait, you made a crutch?
You can 3D print anything, Jenna.
A door.
Okay. Yeah, a ramp.
A ramp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I heard. So, I would adore a ramp. Have, like, hand-designed a couple of things for people on my Christmas list in order to 3D print something that is just for them. Yeah.
Yeah,
now I just have to get them to print properly, which is, knowing is half the battle, and constantly reattempting broken prints to get them to get shot out correctly onto the plate is the correct other half. Yeah. But it's nice. The idea that I can imagine something and then create it in that particular format, because I've been able to do that with, like, different woods, leathers, and metals to an extent.
Sure.
For quite a while, but the idea that I can generate stuff is really fucking cool. I like it.
Nice.
Yeah.
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 My brother does some 3D printing stuff, too. Mm. And I know he's actually 3D printed his own replacements for things as they've broken and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just super handy.
That is awesome.
Yeah. What about you, Salsa?
Exciting news, everybody. We are less than a week away from Christmas, which means Christmas season has begun.
Yay!
I know, right? Pretty exciting.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you not excited about Christmas?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Christmas season has started.
Excellent.
So, got my shopping done on yesterday.
This makes sense. Yeah.
Everybody's getting books.
Yeah.
All right.
I had at work. We had just like at our last town hall, not town hall, but all hands. We mm-hmm. had a one of the Kahoot like quizzes. I don't know if you're familiar with these.
Mm-hmm.
My boss put these together, and the first people that came in first and second were going to get like gift cards or something like that. Like, again, I'm not that big a deal.
Yeah,
and I was only half paying attention. Sure. But like they started doing questions like about commerce, which is my job.
Yeah,
and I was like, these are easy.
Yeah,
you know. And then, like, the other third of the questions were, like, in Iceland, what traditionally do they give for gifts on Christmas? And it was just like, I got this.
Yeah.
And, like, what is the name of the alcohol that they drink in Scandinavian countries around Christmas time? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I got these. So,
oh,
like, I was coasting. I was in, like, the top three. Like, jeez. I was doing great. And then they started asking questions about Christmas movies, and I
there it went.
End of, yeah, that tanked it. Everybody else is like, oh, finally, easy ones. And I'm like, nope, I just suddenly...
And I'm out.
I'm out. So I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was doing great up until that point, but and then that was the end of it. No, yeah, got some Christmas shopping done. I also, we had our solstice... celebration with my wife's father's family. Had our exchange of gifts and things like that for the kids.
Nice.
Kids walked away with a haul.
Not surprised.
I know, right? I got the traditional orange in my stocking, which I'm always so happy about.
Same.
And got my traditional bottle of horseradish vodka from my mother-in-law.
Nice.
And,
wonderful.
It's always always a good time. But yeah, that's kind of what I did. Yeah. Is relaxed and didn't do a whole lot. Daughter had a couple hockey games. That was was a lot of running around. I like some of those parents have like three kids in hockey, and I just don't know how they do it, because I having one running around is just insane. Having more than one would be. I'm so happy that Asher doesn't want to do hockey.
I'd be worried about mixing them up once they got all their gear on.
Oh, that's not a
dropping
problem.
Somebody off at the wrong Pee Wee hockey game.
No, that one's not a problem. It's the just and the parents are like, yeah, we just talk to the other parents. Are like, can you drop our kids off at the house and we'll leave a key under the mat and shit like that. Just like the wheeling and dealing that has to happen.
Oh yeah,
with all of the various teams and stuff like that to get everybody from point A to point B.
Talking to people,
I know it's just awful. Oof. It's the worst. I don't understand how people do it. Now we get together for our safety meetings before. We discuss things like this. So, safety meeting, for those that don't know, is where all of the parents get together at a local bar before the game and talk about things.
Safety.
Yes,
yeah.
Safety. Because we have to drop our kids off, you know, an hour before the game so they can do warm-ups and shit, and we're not going to wait at the rink for an hour. Fuck that. When there's so many good breweries in the area, although the one we went to on Saturday was sketch as fuck. It was
a less than safety meeting.
It was
meeting.
Super divey. I actually, when I put my beer in Untappd, it I found the venue and it said designation dive bar. And I was like, yep. Yeah, I didn't even see it.
This,
usually it says pub or sports bar, and this one said dive bar, and it was like, yeah, that
nice.
That scans. Because, like, we were in there, and one of the parents, like, we went in, we went up to the bar, she ordered, like, French fries, and they were like, where are you going to be sitting? She's like, we don't have a table yet, we'll probably be sitting over there, and he got, like, real attitude-y about it. And she's like, well, I think we're going to sit at that table then. He was like, yeah. Okay. And then, like, as we sit down, like, a bigger table next to us, the people get up to leave. And we're like, can we have your table? We're like, yeah, absolutely. So we move over. And then the bartender comes over to clear glasses away. And she's like, oh, by the way, we moved to this table. And he's like, I don't know, it's going to make it hard to find you. And she was just like, oh.
Is it?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Like... But huh. And like, my gut reaction was that he was being sarcastic, but sure. In a really, like, not...
Dry.
Yeah, like in a way that if you don't know him, that he's being sarcastic, just sounds like an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
And so I wasn't...
Can't imagine how sure. It must be to go through life.
Yeah,
like
I know, right? Exactly. Oh. It was bizarre. Which is why I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because right. It's absolutely what I would have done.
Yeah.
But right.
Game recognized game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure. Anyway, yeah. No. Not. But yeah, so we had the thing and we did that. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, like I said, I worked today while we had our garage door fixed because it needed to get fixed. Yeah. So that's another expense that we weren't expecting.
I forgot something that you reminded me of.
Okay.
One of my partners brought me in as her significant other for a work holiday party.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
No, it turned out to be awesome. Because they were like, hey, look, I know people don't like holiday parties, so we're going to order a shitload of noodles and company. The boss has made a Jeopardy game from scratch, and then we're going to play Family Feud. And last year and the previous 3 years, this one team has won, so the game is now rigged to make it harder for them. So yeah, we're just gonna divvy up and don't be on that guy's team. Everyone, including that guy's like, yeah, don't be on my team. Because yeah, no, that guy. Every group has a that guy. Don't be that guy. And I was like, as someone who is that guy in many of his groups, I appreciate. I was paired up with another old guy because we were. Probably the oldest guys there.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
And I'm there drinking beer that somebody brought in.
This sounds like my literal nightmare.
Drinking scotch out of a crystal tumbler that somebody else's scotch out of a crystal tumbler. And we're just kicked back, and we accidentally won trivia. And then our team absolutely dominated Family Feud. I won money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
does bring it back now.
All right, yeah.
I didn't know that they were going to be handing large bills out. For winning. I left my partner's work holiday party with an additional $220 in my pocket.
Nice.
And a gift card. Yeah.
So everybody's getting books for Christmas.
Everybody's getting books. Yeah, getting books. The thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But slightly more expensive books for Christmas.
Yes, actually. Yeah. Many of them are hardcover. Yes, yeah. You're correct.
Mm. All right.
But yeah, I everybody's going to think that
this year
she was just were
dog
dating
ears.
A ringer. Is the yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like all of those Hallmark movies. You were right. In that Hallmark movie.
I was.
You were the guy that she only brought for the trivia and ended up falling in love with.
You were the lumber snack.
Well, I know what I'm putting on my resume.
What?
That's an actual thing.
Oh, yeah.
Lumber snack. It is an attractive man. Think like firefighter, where you've got the firefighter calendars and they're all shirtless and stuff. But like a lumberjack. That's shirtless and stuff. It's a lumber snack.
I did wear a button-up plaid.
See? There you go.
Yeah. But no, it was just, like, I think the whole party was, like, 2 hours including food and free booze.
So it was fast.
Yes.
Quick.
Two of your favorite things.
Two of my favorite things. And they gave you money.
Yes.
Well, no wonder you liked it.
No, it was fucking great. Yeah, I may not be invited back next year. I don't know. We'll find out.
Being surrounded by that many kids, though, does sound
Oh, no, there were
terrible.
No children.
They were all children.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah, there was a conversation about how some of the questions would be difficult for everybody because they were born after 2005.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Something, oh. You know, like, whatever yeah. It was, yeah.
My
yeah,
daughter no. was born in the year 2000. Like, the that seems 2000. A bit much.
No, yeah. They were a bunch of, like, 23-year-olds or whatever. Like, it's...
Yeah.
That is younger than my daughter.
Yeah. Kids.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair.
Again, literal nightmare.
It was fun.
I'm
Plus
glad
the food
you had
really
a good,
good
time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had to you. Show them how to light sterno.
All right. We're gonna take a break.
Oh, my God.
My drink is empty, and I want Jenna to make me another. So we're gonna take a break. We'll be back after Allie. This.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. Do the thing,
and then the other thing.
It's the dance craze that's sweeping the nation. Do the thing. Do the thing. I feel like we have different genres going on. Yeah. Should be like. Yeah.
You could get it through the music or inhalation. Do the thing.
We are Fuckapella.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna. We
sure are.
And it's time for us to do the Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... the Secret Santa Elf himself. It is Stefan Senpai.
Yay, Stefan.
All right. Today's opening thoughts. Go. Happy Festivus.
Yeah,
to
for the rest
of us.
To
all the wonderful jerk faces who host and listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I do one of those things.
I do both. Yeah.
I barely do one of them.
I was about to say, I ostensibly do one of those things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number one. Erector set.
Ooh.
Or Tinker Toys.
Wait.
Tinker Toys. Oh my god.
Hmm. I
love old school. Like, also, like, Lincoln Logs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I did like, way more with Erector sets growing up.
I believe it.
So,
Erector set is the name of my sex tape.
Yeah, that seems...
Tinker Toy is the name of my second sex tape. It didn't do as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tinker Toy Soldier Spy.
God damn it.
Nice. Yeah, that's my all kid instruments cover band.
Oh my God.
Of revolutionary songs. Yeah. But no, I would say Erector Set because it's very close to the Technics. Mm-hmm. I love Lego a lot,
sure. Mm-hmm.
But I especially
does everyone.
Loved Technics. Mm. Yeah. So I would say Erector Set.
I preferred Erector Set personally because it used actual tool. Like you had a screwdriver and a wrench.
Sure.
Sure.
As opposed to things that just clipped together. Not that there was anything wrong with clipping together, but as a little kid when you're five, you're just like, you I'm to using have tools.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually yeah. doing something. This isn't a toy. This is it's important. Like,
did
I'm
you,
making no, things.
Yeah. Do you feel manly at the age
yeah.
of five?
Okay.
That was weird and creepy. Please don't ever do that again.
That was it's very tool time of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Oh God, that was horrifying.
Yeah,
I always wanted one of those science kits because I just imagined like the TV set thing where you're walking in past like bubbling beakers and the ladder.
Yeah, the Jacob's ladder. Yeah.
And, secrets of the universe. Yeah, I always thought of it like that and not just like, hey, kid, mix these two test tubes together. It's going to turn purple.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah. Purple. Mm-hmm.
Not yeah. like those science kits in the 60s where they gave you real uranium.
Fucking Christ, right?
I mean, I got to do the ones where you, like, grow your own crystal and things
sure.
like that.
Yeah,
like, those
yeah.
are fun.
Yeah, I grew crystals on, a lump of coal or something like that. But
we did, my son and I made rock candy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that.
I did that one
and
with
that
Jessa.
That one was pretty fun.
I think Steve and I did that one growing up, but I definitely did that one with Jessa.
I did
she
a lot
was like,
of,
I didn't realize you could grow candy. I'm like, I mean, this is kind of it.
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah, like you make a candy and then you throw away a lot of sugar water.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I did a lot of baking soda and vinegar explosions.
Yeah.
That was a big deal for me. And mm-hmm. then...
yeah, it's either that or elephant toothpaste or, you know...
sure.
Purple cabbage.
Mm.
Lots and lots of acidity tests with purple cabbage.
Sure,
sure.
Was that because that's cool?
Yeah,
like that's very. But again, it's like, oh, it turned a color.
Yep,
great.
Here's what it
yeah.
means.
Yeah, but no, I always thought that I would want one of those. But Technics no, are.
I also did
great.
the potato clock.
Ooh.
I never did that one.
I did that one. Although we did that in school proper.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
We had in elementary school. What was his name? Mr. Barrett or something? No, Barrett.
Nobody's
was...
fact checking you.
My brother might be fact checking me, actually.
Okay.
Shit. Because Barrett was the choir teacher. What the fuck? Anyway, the science teacher, like, he actually had, like, all the electric kits.
Wow.
And all of the fun things that we could... And, yeah, so, like, we did potato battery. We had wires and tiny light bulbs that we could put on a fucking board.
Yep. Yeah.
We actually got to, in sixth grade, we got to watch him play with fire.
That's cool.
Which was really fucking cool for sixth grade.
Yeah.
We didn't get to touch it, but we got to watch him play with it, and that was fun.
Little did he know how formative that would be for young Jenna.
I got my dad's old science textbook that he had hung on to from when he was a child in the 50s. I had, like, how to make a milk carton telegraph to, like, communicate Morse code messages between rooms of your house, which is really fucking wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up doing a bunch of those.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Anyway.
Anyway, Erector Set.
Okay. Tinker toy.
All right.
Long story long.
Question number two. December or all year?
Christmas is in my heart all year long.
Only in December. And only the week before it is Christmas. Christmas started 2 days ago.
All
right. I like, when I do put up my Christmas decorations, I like to keep them around until Febtober Festivus, and then I will take them down. Yeah, once it starts to get to be like March, then it's time for me to take down the Christmas decorations. So I think that's much closer to all year.
I
want to hit you so much.
I think the actual context, this is my guess for actual context, is gift giving.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, that is an all-year thing. Mm-hmm. I don't give a lot of gifts, but I specifically don't really give much during Christmas time. I don't have traditional family and other similar structures mm-hmm. where there's expectations of gifts or things like that.
Sure.
And a lot of the people that are close in my life aren't Christmassy people.
Yeah.
And don't really care if they get gifts and kind of don't want them. So, like, for me, I am much more about the, hey, I saw this thing, I thought of you, have it, mm-hmm. regardless of what time of the year it is.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So, I'm still going to go all year round, but I think with that context in mind.
Yeah. I kind of do both.
I'm not surprised.
I agree with Jenna in, like, my older sister, I think, really kind of said it best, was, mm-hmm. it was, anything that we can afford and we want, we already have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And anything we can't afford and want, you can't afford.
Yeah.
So don't get us.
Yeah.
And right. we don't want junk.
Yeah.
So if you really want to do something, donate to a charity. Like, don't get us stuff. Because we mm-hmm. don't want or need stuff.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, I was just like, oh, that's... Yeah, that makes...
don't get me more things I'm going to have to put somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I barely know what to do with the things I have. Like, I have things in boxes in this room because I don't know where to put them.
Right, we're also all in our 40s. When I was in my 20s and early 30s, like, sometimes stuff was...
Even then, I didn't want a lot of just useless bullshit. Get me something useful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got for Solstice, we got my wife's father a set of tiny screwdrivers.
Were they pink?
Mm. No. But it was like a full set of tiny screwdrivers.
Yeah, those are amazing.
I was looking at those going, I kind of want a tiny set of screwdrivers. Because that would be really useful to have around the house.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You could repair watches and glasses and all sorts
computers.
Of tiny things that use button batteries and stuff like that.
Nintendo Switch Joy-Cons.
Exactly. Yeah. All that. So it was just like, oh, that would be extremely useful. That would be okay to have. That is a useful thing to have.
Hell yeah.
Don't give me bullshit. That's what I don't want. Because then I feel... Because the other half of it is like, I don't know. I feel like I can't get rid of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And so I end up with boxes of stuff mm-hmm. in my office.
Yeah.
That have been sitting there since I moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I just don't know what to do with.
Yeah. I always feel bad, like, throwing stuff away if it's been given.
Oh, I have re-gifted so many things.
But, yeah, giving it to a home where somebody wants it.
I've literally started making piles in my basement of things that I just need to find somebody else to take. The only hard thing is...
I call it my sucker pile.
Well, the problem is, I don't remember who gave me the shit in the first place.
There is that risk.
So, like, if it's, you know, a friend on Facebook, I don't want to be like, hey, I'm getting rid of this thing I've never used and have, like, one of my close friends
I saw
like,
this and thought of you. Well, yeah, that's because I gave it to you.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
There definitely is that risk.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
I suppose I could probably, like, put this stuff on, like, the Buy Nothing group. I suppose. Yeah.
Sure.
There might be a way to get rid of a bunch of it.
I mean, it's really easy in Uptown. You just put it all on your curb and you take a picture and you post it to the Buy Nothing group. And it is gone inside of 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's incredible how quick people grab things in Uptown all the time.
Well, the Buy Nothing here in Bloomington is pretty robust as well. Raider Lee has picked up a bunch of stuff on that and gotten rid of stuff. Except our futon. We can't get rid of the... Dear listeners, does anybody want a futon? We have a futon. It's still fine. It's fine. We don't need it. And wanted out of our house.
Yeah. We managed to find someone who desperately wanted a futon when we were handing ours off.
Mm-hmm.
It had been gifted to me from another person who had received it from someone else. It's the fucking sisterhood of the traveling futon.
Mm. See, this is our new, like, hostas. Like, we just... Somebody please take this thing.
Oh, hey, actually, I could use a few hostas next year. Well, got extras.
I don't know how many we have anymore, but... if you need a futon, I can definitely take care of that.
Yeah, I'm not going to need a futon until after you get rid of it.
Yeah, that's how that works. I mean, genuinely.
You've already...
Also, I don't think I could take your futon because it's covered in cat.
Well, you've also filled that spot with that fabulous red chaise longue.
That's true.
So...
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So I'm saying December, because all year sounds like work.
Okay.
Huh.
Question number three. Alone. That one.
Oh.
Okay, but what's the other option? Oh, for the rest of us?
I get them together if anybody wants that one.
Okay. Hmm.
I like to watch my holiday movies with someone else.
Hmm.
Salsa just doesn't like to watch holiday movies.
Also,
Salsa just doesn't like people.
Salsa just doesn't like...
Nope, we're good. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like...
That's our next t-shirt, Salsa doesn't like.
Salsa no likey.
God. I think, yeah, pretty much together. I like people. I will take all of Salsa's friends. I already have all of Salsa's friends.
Yeah. Yeah. See where that's gotten you.
Yeah.
Me amigas. Amigas.
Yeah, all of our friends are great.
Yep.
And then I have other great friends. So yeah, it's got me pretty far and pretty well.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm going together.
I like spending time with people that I like.
Yes.
I just don't want to have to spend time together with people that I don't care about. Which is why holiday parties sound awful.
I'll see myself out.
As much as it pains me to publicly admit it, James, I actually don't mind you.
Some of the time.
Yeah. Most of the time.
I mean, okay, so solstice. I went to one solstice party where I knew, like, literally three people.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, went to the hostess was like, here, come with me and we'll get a drink. And as we're getting the drink, she's like, so how many people do you know here? And I'm like, you and the other guy over there. It happened to be C.D. Scotchbringer. And I'm like, and the person that just left, and she was like, I'm going to start introducing you to people. So she introduced me to some people. And
Salsa's skin is trying to crawl off of his body.
About all sorts. It was so awkward. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I knew nothing about these people. These people knew nothing. But by the end, I did end up talking about vilification tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of them was like, I'm going to show you an offensive meme. And I was like, that's really funny. It is really funny.
Mm.
So let me tell you a joke. And I told them blow pop.
Oh,
they fucking died. I was like, well, you know, show it strike. Go check that out.
Yeah.
But no, I actually ended up like going to that party, not knowing anyone, and leaving still not knowing anyone, but having had lovely, entertaining conversation.
Yeah.
And I enjoy things like that, you know, and I know that's not everybody's cup of tea, but I like that. I like that when you can just have good, fun conversation with humanity and you don't have to a certain extent, I never have to worry about those people ever again.
Yeah. I made friends with the guy in line behind me at Micro Center. I'm never going to talk to that guy.
Yeah.
I wish that were true.
Were you the guy?
No, I have definitely had conversations with people and gone, I'm never going to meet that person ever again. And then, like, 6 months later, I work with them, or they become a festie, or things they like that.
End up being the third host on your podcast.
No, but that has absolutely happened to me, where I've just, random person, and then, like, 6 months later, they... are now like they're rookie life. At Fest and are now there. And it's just like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great first impression I made. Mm. No, I love going to my friends' parties. All joking aside, I love going to, you know, the Muppets and Coco party. I love going to the Happy Birthday Jeebus party and stuff like that. But that's all with my friends.
Yeah,
like that's with the people that I could have gotten to people's spend solstice time with.
Parties. You
know,
yes, fucking couldn't.
Just the random like work party. I've never liked work parties. I've never understood why people want to hang out with people at work more than they already do. We spend 8 hours a day together. Why do I want to spend more time with you?
My coworkers are fun.
I have no problem with my coworkers, but the reason I like my coworkers is because of work and not because we have anything else in common.
Yeah, yeah.
See, back when I worked IB, like a lot of my coworkers were my actual friends.
Yeah. Ooh. IB is a different beast. IB was a weird...
It was a weird place.
I've so many work parties where I'd just like, yeah, we're going to go out. And then we would talk about work because it was the only thing we had in common. Mm. It was literally the only thing we had in common.
That kind of work party is hell.
Yeah, it was awful. And I always hated them. And I would just be like, I will occasionally have a friend who is a work friend. And sometimes they transcend it and become an actual friend.
Mm.
James.
He called you an actual friend.
I heard it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm going to record that part of the podcast. No. I need you to know.
James is one of those people that started out as a work friend, and then I actually was like, okay, we're going to hang out with this guy more often. But it was, but 99% of the time, it's we only know each other because of work. We only have the only thing we have in common is work, and now you want to hang out after work when I could be hanging out with actual friends. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just me.
Together is
Together again.
All right.
Question number 4. Sometimes.
Oh.
Or never.
Yeah, sometimes.
Ooh. I mean, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, never say never.
Except that one
never?
Time.
Well, never.
Never say never.
Everything in moderation. Ever. Even moderation.
Wasn't that...
So you're moderately moderate?
Yes.
Okay.
Was that an American tale, or was that when Fievel Goes West? Never Say Never.
Never Say Never Again, I think, was the first one.
Was American Tale. Yeah, with the cat. I thought he was a dog or something. Yeah, yes.
I don't remember this.
I need to watch that movie again.
I should watch that movie again.
They were both good.
Yes, they were.
They were both a lot of fun. Don Bluth did some great stuff.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many of his were just good.
Mm.
Anyway, so I go sometimes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number 5.
5, 5, 5.
Green.
Ooh.
Or blue.
Green.
Blue.
Actually, I have one green eye and one blue eye.
Mm-hmm. Like David Bowie. Wait, no, that's not true. He had a blown
out. Yeah, it's heterochromia.
Yeah. God damn it.
I was about to say a joke, and then I decided against it.
About a blown-out pupil?
No.
Is that... Oh.
She had one green eye and one blue eye, and I was like, you're about to have a black one!
Wow.
Yeah, it was like... Yeah, that's no, not,
there, yep. there's
yeah.
a reason why you didn't finish that. Yep. I appreciate it. Thank you, Salsa.
Yeah,
every
thank you for
once
not
in
saying
a while,
that.
I didn't say it on purpose.
Good job.
Yeah. That was smart thinking. All right.
No, I like green more than I like blue. Mm-hmm.
I like blue more than green. My two favorite colors are blue and orange.
Yeah.
All right. Going to find out what this is all about. Question number 1, erect, set, or tinker toys. Ooh. Which construction toy did you wish for more when you were a child?
Yeah, I would say erect or set. Yeah.
Tinker toys, but I think I'm also older. I don't know that erect or sets were as big of a thing.
The
1960s
and 70s, they were huge.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember erector set. Maybe I just didn't.
They went through many evolutions.
Yes.
Maybe I was in a dip in the erector set
world. Sounds correct.
I feel like Tinker Toys was more universally known, whereas erector set was more of a, like...
I think that's just because a lot of daycares
we were also
could afford...
farmers.
Tinker Toys.
We were farmers. That might have changed things, too.
The other thing is, Tinker Toys were a lot easier to clean up, so they were much more common in, like, daycares and preschools and stuff.
I definitely
They had
to those.
Smaller parts. They had tiny little screws.
The erector sets, would be more dangerous. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Question number two, December or all year, when do you do your Christmas shopping?
Oh, hey. Oh. Yeah. All right. Got it in one. Cool.
December.
The December, unfortunately, I... Yeah.
When I've done Christmas shopping, I actually do it starting in August. I like to get certain gifts from the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, that's fair. Mm. Yeah.
Because I know they'll be unique. Yeah. I know I'm supporting my friends and local businesses. So, yeah, I like to do my Christmas shopping at Fest if I'm doing any Christmas shopping. Mm.
I remember Christmas exists in December.
Yeah.
And then I acknowledge it 2 days ago. So. Christmas.
All right.
Meh.
Question number two, or no, three. Guess, alone or together? How did you prefer to play with your Christmas presents as a child?
Oh.
Alone.
Alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of my Christmas toys were like buy yourself toys, you know, Hot Wheels, racetracks, and Legos, and all that stuff. We're like someone else could play, but
everybody scattered older sister, to the four winds and played with their own little things.
With the exception of when we got video games, that was a whole family activity.
Oh, interesting.
We didn't get video games. Kids,
you're on your own on that.
I got Barbies.
We didn't get them until I was a preteen. I think, like, I'm trying to think when we started getting.
I got my
games.
First console in college.
Yeah.
So,
my mom got addicted to Mario, and then we had to have video games.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't really have consoles growing up. We had a computer at dad's. That was it. So,
Question number four, sometimes or never, did you ever get things on your Christmas wish lists? All the time. We were always pretty, like, even before we knew the whole Santa thing, but for anybody who's listening with your, you know, I don't know, just making sure that.
Earmuffs.
Our parents were always very forthright with what is a reasonable present. Okay. Like, we would be like, go through the Christmas catalogs and be like, these are the things we want. And the parents would be like, you're not getting those.
Right.
I'll ask Santa, and Santa's not getting that for you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that is, like, they were pretty clear, this is the expectations that we have.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I got a lot of the things that were, I mean, there was always something that was outrageous that never showed up. But, no, I was, for the most part, my parents were pretty good about trying to get us the things that we wanted, so.
I just don't remember having things on a wish list, per se. Like, I know I would write a list to my grandparents, and my grandparents were very good at buying me things, because that's what grandparents are for. But, like, sure. I don't know if it was a lot of stuff that I had on a list or I don't remember.
Oh, that's fair.
I think the first thing that I asked for Christmas, I asked for stuff for my birthday all the time. But for Christmas, I think the first thing that I asked for was when I was like 13 or 14, I asked for the Ricochet RC motorcycle because it was very cool. And I did end up getting that had a fucking blast with that in the cul-de-sac because that's kind of the perfect place for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But I didn't start making like a Christmas list until probably my 30s.
Yeah. My parents always asked us what we wanted, and we were like, these are the things that we want. And they were like, okay, that's seems like a reasonable thing that Santa would give you.
Sure.
You know, it was always couched in, like, don't be greedy, and this is a ridiculous thing, that you know, stuff like that. But
we're not getting you a motorbike.
Yeah. Santa's not getting you a motorbike. That is not a reasonable thing to ask for.
Yeah. Mm. My sister did get a horse for Christmas.
So my younger sister,
yeah,
when she was like five, yeah, we had an exchange student in our house from Germany, mm-hmm, who lived with us for a year. Mm-hmm. And my younger sister, who was like five, would go around going, I want a horse. What do you want for Christmas? I want a horse. What do you want for birthday? I want a horse. And so Daniel, okay, thought this was hilarious and started asking for a horse too. Oh, so God. People would be like, what do you want? He'd be like, I want a horse.
Oh, my God.
And so for Christmas, he got a little ceramic figurine of a horse.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
And he got his horse, and he thought it was,
oh, that's
he
amazing.
He thought it was the best goddamn present he had ever gotten. He got his horse. He would hold up, I got a horse!
I remember one year, Jessa wanted black olives. Oh. And I was like,
"That is a kid of poverty, right there."
That is, yeah. She was,
Can I have some olives and some oatmeal,
at the time,
please?
Yeah, like I was like, "Really? You could ask for okay, all right." Well. She got black olives, man. She got so many black olives, and she was so fucking excited over this. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, we just got off welfare, didn't we?
Like, the kids going nuts over like a banana because it's just their favorite thing,
mm-hmm,
too.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen like kids unwrapping fresh bananas and just
losing
going
their shit over
wild.
It.
Yeah.
Well. As a kid, you get socks, and you're like, socks. And now, like this year, my wife was like, I got you socks just a few months ago. I bought you like a whole like 12-pack of socks. Do you want socks for Christmas? I was like, yes!
Yeah.
I want socks in my stocking.
I
want my socks in my stockings. She was like, I just got you a bunch of socks, so I wasn't sure if you wanted more. And I was like, yes, I want socks. And it's Christmas, God damn it.
Socks and pajamas, yep.
So, question number 5. Green or blue? Mm. Did you get envious,
green.
Or sad, blue, when your siblings got a better toy than you did?
Oh, I usually got the better toy, so.
Yeah, you're an older sibling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, as a kid, I just wanted everything everybody else had, so I was absolutely green with envy about all theirs. Just like, oh, they got such cool shit. I got nothing interesting. You know, because I was a shit when I was a kid.
I will say, I think Steve got cooler presents than I did as far as like action figures. I got a bunch of Barbie dolls, and that was not my style.
Very few Barbies with Kung Fu.
So like, I think I was a little jealous when Steve got like a bunch of like He-Man shit and mm-hmm. stuff like that, or was it yet? I don't remember, but he got a bunch of action figures, and I was like, aw, those are way cooler than my Barbies.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got some cool toys and that kind of thing, but I do permanently have little brother syndrome where, like, we got a camper with, a large bed and a small bed, and so I slept on the floor. And my sister bought a Camaro, and they built a garage for her, and I parked in the driveway in front of my sister's garage unless she was home.
She needed to leave,
After my parents finally decided that they were going to get Dish, after seeing the cable that I had as part of my internet at college, my sister called excitedly, and she said, we're getting it! We're getting cable channels! And I was like, well, you are. And she's like, no, but you're going to be home for you know, the breaks and stuff. And I was like, yeah, but they're going to give us 3 boxes. One of those is going in the TV room. One of those is going in Mom and Dad's room so that Mom can watch game shows.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them's going in your room. She's like, well, no, but maybe there's... okay. Yeah, my sister got a new bike. I got a bike from a police auction and fixed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just like permanent little brother syndrome.
Oh, absolutely. Even in recent years, mm-hmm. like with my with my wife's father's family, we always go there for Thanksgiving. We have Thanksgiving dinner, and at Thanksgiving dinner, we tell them what we want for Christmas, and then at Christmas, we get it.
Yeah.
And we more or less get what we ask for.
Yeah.
Pretty, it's just like, this is the thing that you will buy for me, and then they buy that for you. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
We know.
Not everything has to be a mystery.
We know what we want.
Yeah.
We know not to ask for anything stupid, you know, expensive or anything ridiculous. We're just like,
sure.
There's a couple things that I've been wanting, and this is what you can get us. You know, and there's been a couple years where, like, we've been there for Christmas, and my brother-in-law gets the thing that he asked for, and I look at it and go, oh, I kind of wish I'd asked for that. Damn it. Because every year at Thanksgiving comes around, and again, I don't acknowledge Christmas until
364
December.
364 days.
And so, like, Christmas or Thanksgiving comes around, they're like, okay, write down what you want for Christmas. And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
You got to keep a note on your phone.
Yeah, I've started doing that. And this year I was a lot better than in previous years. But in most years, it would be just like, I have no idea. And then Christmas would come around, and I'd be like, oh. He's got a cooler present. I wish I had.
No, it just like it did do a good job of teaching me that buying secondhand stuff and everything was
fine,
pretty fucking fine. Yeah like genuinely fine. Mm-hmm. But no, there was always like your sister's getting the new thing.
Mm-hmm. We've done plenty of Christmas shopping at Savers.
Yeah,
no problem with that.
Yeah.
All right. Closing thoughts. I'm making good use of my sound engineering skills and tools. Whee! Last weekend, Mrs. Senpai's best friend came over with her 8-year-old daughter so that daughter could record herself playing a selection of Christmas music she's been practicing.
Aww.
The final mix CDs will be given amongst the family as Christmas presents.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
That's fantastic.
Amazing.
That's delightful. I really like
that. That's so charming.
It really is.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Stefan, for sending in that Fast Five. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to AOA. Yeah, it's Christmas. Send us a Christmas present of a Fast Five.
Yeah. Yay!
Good. All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Go to AONpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Does anybody have anything to shout out to give this 3 days before... The birth of Jenna's savior.
It's real weird in the song.
Ooh, yeah.
Christ, whoa. Jenna's savior is born.
Yes.
I want to give a shout out to all of the people who are doing performances, either plays or they're doing Christmas music as bands. They're out there just kind of being the background of other people's holiday season. I've done that. Sometimes it's really cool. Sometimes it's a little lonely, and you're appreciated. It's really good. Good on you. And I hope that that it brings great joy for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to delivery people.
Ooh, also good.
All of the delivery people of all kinds, whether it is a person delivering packages, whether it is the delivery person for your Chinese food on Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
Which is my plan, regardless of what it is, if you're doing deliveries over the next, have been doing and will continue to do deliveries over the next week, man, God bless you. I just,
absolutely
agree. Buddy, you, you're the hero we need, not the one we deserve.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's actually pretty much what I was going to say as well. I had gotten Ray Lee's Christmas present and I was not terribly happy with it. Like we have a shared note thing on our phones that we have our various Christmas present ideas on.
Sure.
And I had asked her like for months, you know, what do you want for Christmas? And she was just like, I don't know. And so I got the thing that was on the note, which is a very utilitarian thing. And it was just like, this isn't very
this isn't
Christmassy.
It.
or romantic or
this vacuum
thoughtful.
Cleaner isn't even green or red.
Well, the thing is I have gotten her a vacuum cleaner, but I got her a very expensive, very high-end vacuum cleaner that she specifically,
wanted. Mm-hmm.
And that was fine.
That's
she
different.
Got a sewing machine another year because that was exactly what she wanted. This year it was just a thing that was just like, this is just a thing that we would buy in a store in March. And I just didn't feel good about it. And then yesterday she was like, I know what I want for Christmas, this thing. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Next day delivery. So those should be here tomorrow.
Spicy.
Because, sometimes it's not my fault that we don't have the shopping done.
No.
Usually it is, but sometimes it's not.
I mean, I am specifically getting two very important deliveries tomorrow that are going to make my Christmas. One of them is, of course, 4 pounds of barbecue from Joe's Kansas City. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to douse it in Gates barbecue sauce just to get all the Casey flavor there. And then the other one is a spa day package.
Nice.
Not like going out to a spa, but like, you know, just like the little salts and the bubble bath.
Nice. Little spa gift basket.
Little spa gift basket for myself. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be my Christmas Eve after work.
Nice.
Is barbecue and bubble bath.
Sounds fantastic.
But yeah, those deliveries are scheduled for tomorrow. So thank you, delivery people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are underappreciated and underpaid. And,
yes.
Unionize.
The unions are on strike for some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Support the unions.
Yeah.
Anyway, does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
Mm-hmm. You can best do it then.
Yep. 27th and 28th. Vil10 shows. Not only that, but vil10.net, our big brand new website. If you go there, they will have a kind of a sneak peek about our rumored next couple shows, too, as well. So you can find out more about what it is that we will be doing. And I'm quite happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jenna?
But yeah.
I'm still doing Twitch streaming.
Cool.
Might actually be streaming. I will be streaming one way or another on Christmas Day at 6 or 7 p.m. I will either be streaming with my family or I will be doing a solo stream. But there will be a Christmas Day stream. So
nice.
When you're tired of everybody the fuck else, come on by to my stream. Shenanigans will be afoot.
Shenanigans. Any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye-bye.
In any case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast, and happy holidays to all of you. It is still undetermined if we will be recording next week. We'll find out, and so will you. Thank you so much to Stefan Senpai for sending in that Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.